Thanks, Baz, and good morning, Millsy. Great to be with you from Las Vegas, which is now partly reopened. The New York Times has compared Vegas to being a cruise ship on land, and we are far from fully open. Of the 9 off-strip casinos in my area, they all used to at least offer blackjack. 2 didn't reopen, and now only 3 offer any kind of table game. Hard to believe that a pandemic that has now killed over 111,000 Americans could be so overshadowed. After services in Minnesota, where he was killed, North Carolina, where he was born, George Floyd's burial has been taking place in Houston, Texas, where he spent much of his life. Joe Biden met with the Floyd family.
We're an incredible family. His little daughter was there. The one who said, Daddy's going to change the world. And I think her daddy is going to change the world. I think what's happened here is one of those great inflection points in American history, for real, in terms of civil liberties, civil rights.
Have there been fewer demonstrations so far this week?
Well, Millsy, they've quieted down some, but there was one last night in Portland, Oregon, that shut down a major interstate highway. Very few prominent Republicans have taken part in demonstrations. A major exception is 2012 presidential candidate and now U.S. Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney.
A way to end violence and brutality and to make sure that people understand that Black Lives Matter.
Here is the way Trump's press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, responded to Romney marching.
President Trump won 8% of the black vote. Mitt Romney won 2% of the black vote.
When Republicans speak up against the president, the attack is vicious. This is Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News.
How much have you, Mitt Romney, personally made? How rich have you become by sending jobs overseas, working class jobs, by charging obscene interest rates, and by otherwise harming poor and black communities? Economically, all the basic crimes are economic.
An email I received from the Trump campaign says, while Antifa thugs are destroying our communities and burning down our churches, the radical left is shouting, defund the police. Perhaps another term would work better for protesters. Here is Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
I think most people are saying that they want reform and that they want good policing.
And gentlemen, that is something we can all hope for.
Yeah.